Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's June 15th, 2009, and this is episode 195. Today we're going to be taking a look at the three images that received the most votes from their peers in the May 2009 photography assignment on the theme of Nothing in Focus. This was an interesting assignment, kind of going against the grain of much as what we try to do as photographers. But as usual, it was great to see how you interpreted the theme. If you want to take a look at all of the images that were entered, look for the Nothing in Focus album in the assignment section at mbpgalleries.com. Before we move on to the main topic for today, let's take a moment to thank our new sponsors, WebSpy. When you think about monitoring sites that people visit, it can be a little bit disturbing, but WebSpy aren't just about playing Big Brother. Many companies and schools would prefer to allow employees or students to use the internet, but with the understanding that they're being monitored. I don't think companies realistically think that people would never take a look at their favorite blogs or download the odd podcast during working hours, kind of as a break, and this can actually refresh employees and lead to better productivity. But when you know that you're being monitored, you're going to do it within reason, and then everybody's happy. Thanks again to WebSpy for sponsoring us, and remember that you can get a 10% discount off WebSpy products with the discount code MBPWSY. And as I mentioned last week, our landing page is now ready, so do take a look at webspy.com/MBP and see how WebSpy can help your company to increase productivity while reducing costs. Also note that if you visit WebSpy using our language page or via the links that I've put on the website, the discount code should be automatically filled out for you. So as has now become a bit of a habit for the Assignment Winners podcast, I'm going to be doing today's podcast pretty much ad lib and clicking through the winning images along with you. Of course, if you listen to the Enhanced podcast, the image will change automatically in iTunes or on your iPod. But if not, you can follow along on the web. I've started a blog at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com, and there'll be a post right there that you can follow along with us as well. And that is going to be in addition to the podcast's page that, you know, if you've used that so far, that's still there and it's going to remain. There's going to be more about this whole sort of new setup in the housekeeping section at the end of the podcast. Let's jump right into it now, though, and start looking at the three images that raked in the most votes for the Nothing in Focus assignment. And remember that you can actually, I'm going to start clicking around now to sort of, you know, to work with you on this. But remember that also in the gallery menu at martinbaileyphotography.com, if you look down the bottom there, there's a whole bunch of photo assignment total scores pages that are linked there. And the one that we're going to close off for the 5 months of the start, you know, the first 5 months of this year that we're going to close off today will be in there as 2009, probably 2009A, monthly photo assignment scores. And you can click on that and see not only today's winners and the scores for this or the votes for this assignment, but also all of the previous five and the total accumulated votes that that are there at the bottom of the page in a graph. So anyway, let's get in and look at the third place winner. And this is from Craig Halp, and it's an image called A Blurred. And it's no mistake that a blurred sounds like a bird, because that's what it is. But it's a blurred bird, and it's a beautiful image. I can't quite make out what the bird is. It looks like, I don't know, maybe even a sparrow or something like that. But it's got a black head, so probably not. But it's basically got motion blur there. And possibly also just a little bit of, you know, out of focusness as well. But of course, that's what it's all about for this theme, you know, the theme for this assignment. Nothing in focus. Now, if it wasn't for the motion blur as well, I think we may have had a little bit more in focus here than we need. The wings are getting close to sharp, but It's just, you know, the way this has been done is just a beautiful image. It'll be good to know from all of the, you know, at least from the three people that we hear today, but I'd really like people to come and own up in the forums at the website as to whether their image for this assignment was on purpose or by mistake. Because I feel what we probably have done, looking at a number of these, is opened up the gates for people to post something that they made by mistake, but it just looked good. And I mean, I don't know which this is, but, and I'm not trying to insinuate that it is, that this is the latter as well, but it definitely, I mean, it's a beautiful image, but I really want to know, just out of curiosity, and I'm sure other people would like to know too, how many of the images that were entered were done on purpose and how many of them were failures that just turned out to be very nice and artistic. Back to Craig's image, this is very artistic. I love the way he's done the black and white conversion there. There's a little bit of, like darker sort of shadow to the right. We're adding a little bit of balance. It's almost at the same sort of location, like a mirrored effect, the opposite side of the frame to the bird. And so that gives a lot of balance. But again, the black and white takes a lot of the emphasis off, once you remove the color, you'd tend to be able to concentrate more on the forms and the tones than you do if there's a lot of color in there. And so, you know, I just think it's a very nicely done image. And, it's everyone else obviously thought so as well, because it's got the third most votes. So congratulations to Craig there for a wonderful shot. And I'm going to sit back across and click on the second place winner. And this is from Milt Lyley. And we can see that this is called I Finally Found My Reading Glasses. Before we go on, I've got to remember that I forgot. one moment. Let me go back. This is the live part of this, folks. I've got to tell you the number of the image as well, just so that we can, if people are punching these numbers in. The last image that we looked at was M for Member 13076, and the next one, second place from Milt Lyley, is image M12986. And this, like I said, this is called I Finally Found My Reading Glasses. And this one actually jumped out to me when, as I started to monitor the assignments album as we came into the month of May, that is. This one was up relatively early. And it just stuck out to me because of the whole idea. It looks as though, it's not totally out of focus. I would say that this shot's actually got a relatively, good depth of field. Everything is roughly the same amount out of focus, almost as though it's been done in Photoshop or something. But I'm sure it hasn't. But just slightly out of focus, and it's really, to someone that does wear glasses myself. My eyesight isn't that bad. I've got very, very weak prescriptions, but I know that if I try to look at something far away without my glasses on, this is pretty much what it looks like. And so maybe a little bit sharper than this, but it for someone who does wear glasses, not having them on would make them look very much like this. And so I just think that it's just been done very well. Now the subjects, the various components of the image, we have a book, it's an old style book, and we've got the big sort of T there at the beginning of the chapter. And then the glasses, the reading glasses are sitting on top of the left page of the book, open on the desk. We've got some, it's like a wooden table with a very ornate edge around it that's been cut off just enough to give us a close look at it, but is left enough in there to be able to see that, the sort of ornate table it is. And then we've got some decorated plates, dishes. There's a painted egg there on a stand. A picture in the background, and then maybe even a lamp, or it looks like the base of a lamp. And so it looks like almost Victorian. There's nothing in this apart from perhaps that I can see part of the cord from the lamp. If I couldn't see that, if that's indeed is what it is, then it could have been the base of an oil lamp, and this could have been a photo from 100, 150 years ago. Maybe the glasses are a little bit modern as well, but you know that would be picking straws. Not that pointing out that the electrical cord from the lamp's not picking straws, but you know what I mean. You know, it basically is. It almost could be Victorian. Very, very well done. I think that the warm tones as well. It's probably shot with the indoor lights. And either it's the warmth of the woods coming out, or it's the the white balance on the warm side. But again, it kind of gives me this like a gaslight sort of feel, and so I just think that the whole thing's been done very well. So well done to Milt Lyley there for second place. Another excellent image, and I will click back, and we go to the first place, and this is from. Member Quest for Peace, PCE, and I can see that this is Paul Davis. I made sure that I got that before I came and started to do the recording. The image is 13039, so stick an M on the front of that if you're punching that in. And this the actual image is untitled, but I can see from the file name that this is the file name of this was Tibetan Monk Creating Sand Mandala, and so unless it's a totally off title for the file, it gives us a hint of what it's all about. Now, this is the sort of image that I was kind of expecting to see in the out of focus, nothing in focus assignment as well. It's a person. We've got the person there. With a lot of movement, a lot of motion blur, and that really is another way that I was expecting people to do this. But the tones in this image very, very hot. I was going to say warm, but very hot. The top of the top third, right side third, is like almost fiery. And I imagine that that's coming from a robe. If this is a Tibetan monk, actually, I see now as well. We have confirmation because I see that Paul has also written in the comment, although there's no title, Tibetan monk creating long life Buddha sand mandala. So yeah, we've got confirmation there, and that's obviously where this fiery red, very deep red, is coming from. It's almost as though the monk has two arms, as they've been captured probably at the start of the movement and then at the end with blur between. And then we've just got this beautiful pattern along the bottom third or so of the image, where things are obviously being moved around. I don't know if he's hitting something with a hammer or if it's like stirring motion or whatever it is. But beautiful a beautiful pattern's been made there across the bottom of the image, and that it's almost as though there's like a ghost-like figure across the left side of the image as well. I'm not sure if there are two people in there. But it, very, very nice the way it's been all pulled together. And again, this is one of those that I'd really like to know if it was a lucky fluke, or which obviously, I mean, it takes an artistic eye to pull these out of your patch as well, your batch of images. But I just again really curious to know if this is a lucky fluke that ended up being a very, very nice photo, or if it was really planned this way. So I do urge the people that that joined to let us know that in the forum. So that is the end of the three winners for this, for the May assignment. Now, let's see. I want to just go back down to my notes now. So remember, that this last assignment was, it's where we're going to wrap up the assignments for the first half of 2009. I know we're a month short, but we're going to call it quits there for this 5 months because of the sponsorship and the fact that we've got some new prizes lined up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the prize for this first half year. It's a little bit of a cheeky rain check prize on my part. I've mentioned before, but I'm working on a project to produce some small fine art print folios that I'm hoping to make available within the next couple of months. And the winner of this first accumulated vote assignment will receive edition one of that first folio that will be available, like I say, in a couple of months. And now that the votes are in, I'm able to congratulate Forrest Tanaka for amassing over 100 votes in the five assignments that have made up this first batch in 2009. Forrest is the username HQSBud, HQSBud in the MBP forums, and always puts so much into the assignment, and it really shows in his work and the fact that he always gets so many votes. Forrest actually won the Low Pro bag when we were sponsored by Low Pro in the past as well. You're certainly doing everything right, Forrest. You know, please accept my congratulations and the rain check prize, and I'll be in touch in the coming months to make sure that your postal address hasn't changed, and I'll get that sent off for you as soon as the project is complete and I start to make them available. With that, we start a new series of 6 monthly assignments from the one that's currently in progress for June, and that will go on until the end of the November assignment. And the prizes for this 6 month batch of assignments have been made possible by our sponsors, WebSpy. There's a blog post with the details of the prizes, which I'll link to in the show notes again. But to quickly recap, the third place winner will receive every issue of Lenswork Extended on CD and DVD up to December this year. And that's when we'll know the prize winners, when they'll be decided. And so that's a total of 29 issues of Lenswork Extended, which is an incredible prize. And thanks to the kind folks over at Lenswork for arranging such a great prize for us. The second place winner will receive a Lens Baby Composer. Again, this is just amazing and will open up many creative doors to the winner. And the first prize winner will receive an incredible Sigma 50mm f1.4 EX DG HSM lens. And if the winner already has that lens or really, really, really doesn't want it, then we can exchange that for a $500 B&H gift voucher. How cool is that, eh? So if you haven't already, please do get out and start shooting for the June assignment on the theme of everything in focus. You can find the assignment rules and guidelines and etc. in the assignment forum at martinbaileyphotography.com. And really, thanks again to WebSpy, our sponsors, for putting up the $1,000 to enable us to buy these prizes. It's just amazing. I'm so grateful for that. Before we finish, I wanted to give you an update on my new blog that I mentioned last week, especially with regards to changes or rather additional ways in which I'm going to be making this podcast available moving forward. Firstly, to recap, I started a blog. It's at blog instead of www, but blog.martinbaileyphotography.com. And thanks very much to all of you that have stopped by already. I really appreciate it. Content's been a little bit thin this week or so, as I'm still working on the structure and customization, etc. I've put a few sort of basically musings, I'm calling them, up there about, just things that I've thought about through the week. So do take a look if you have a few minutes to kill. Also, there's the show notes from last week's podcast episode are up there, along with some of John Shear's amazing HDR photographs. Anyway, last week I mentioned that I was still trying to figure out what to do about podcast feeds and how we tell iTunes and other subscription software and sites when new episodes are out, and keep track of archives. And having done a lot of work on streamlining of the feeds over the last week, I've decided that the best way to move forward, until now, basically. When I first started this podcast almost 4 years ago, the first thing I did, being a bit of a techie, was to create a way to just input all of the information that I need to maintain the feed and build the feed, just put it all into a database. And that way I just go onto the website, click buttons, and that are only visible to the administrator, of course. But I can just go in there, click buttons, and create everything, press a button to save it, and then press another button to create the feeds, and that's it. You know, it's just all done automatically. And so no matter how much I tried to find a good way to replace this system with WordPress, or the, you know, the extensions, the plugins that people kindly make available for WordPress, I couldn't find anything that quite fit what I wanted. But I could find a few things that get us very close. And also, you know, if this was my only thing I was doing, then it probably would be more than enough. But because I already have this great way of doing things automatically and keep it all in a database, I'm going to keep that. And so what it means is that the feeds that iTunes looks at, although I've streamlined them this week, they're going to remain. So if you're subscribed in iTunes, nothing's going to change. If, however, you're one of the people that would rather listen to the audio online, say you usually grab the MP3 version and then you struggle to find the images, things are going to change a little bit better for you, I hope. It depends, again, on how you look at them. I know that there's someone was telling us about a product called, I think it was FeedMonkey, in the forum a few weeks ago. Now, some applications or feed sort of aggregator software will actually allow you to flick through the images that are attached to the MP3 as well. If you use those sort of things, again, it's probably going to be best to just stick with what you know. But having streamlined the iTunes feed, those things are going to get a little bit better, hopefully. But also, there were some problems with the feed not looking that great in any of the aggregators outside of iTunes. So what I've found is that we can actually now hook into FeedBurner, which is a very popular podcast feed sort of aggregator again. And this, I didn't know this, but it's apparently been mixed. It's now part of Google. And they've made changes that made things just a lot easier. And also with the changes that I made to get the, everything in shape for that, I've now been able to make two FeedBurner feeds as well. One for the MP3 podcast and one for the M4A or the enhanced podcast. Now, you can download the M4A files and look at them in QuickTime and things like that. But also, you know, people that only want to grab the MP3 version, it seems that some people are simply allergic to iTunes. And I guess I can't really blame them for that either. I quite like iTunes, but I can see why people don't like it as well. And I really want to make this podcast available to as many people as possible. And now, finally, almost 4 years after I've started it, I think we're getting close. So what you can do, if you go to the blog page, blog at martinbaileyphotography.com, and also on the right side of the podcasts page, which is accessible right there from the menu at the top of the page and on all of the gallery side and on the forum, there are FeedBurner links, like little tiles that will take you to FeedBurner pages for these for the two types of feed, the M4A and the MP3, and you can then, from there, you can subscribe, you know, using a lot of the little, I think they call them chiclets, these little icons that help you to subscribe in your favorite feed sort of program. And also you can get the link there to just stick that at the FeedBurner feed into your favorite program as well. So it just makes things a lot easier, I think, for people that want to grab the podcast outside of iTunes. So also one other big thing is that there will also now in the blog, I'm going to put the images for most of the podcasts that we do. I'll be putting the show notes in there as well. And sometimes even the transcript when I feel like it's necessary or, you know, not such a bad idea. And then when you get to the bottom of the page, you'll also be able to, actually, I might move this to the top, so ignore that. Somewhere on the page, there will be a little player where you can actually just, stream the MP3 audio right there. So if you do listen on a computer, then you'll be able to just get the audio right there from the blog and see the images as well. That's about a very long-winded explanation. Sorry about this, but I wanted to make sure that I get this all covered. What it basically means is, you know, we're able to see everything, do everything in a number of ways. iTunes will remain, and, you know, nothing changing there. The podcast page remains, and also the blog is now becoming more of a, you know, another additional way to view things. And it's with the fact that there are so many good little plugins for WordPress, it's not been a lot of extra work for me. It's just really been more about experimenting with what there is and figuring out the best way to do it. And I'm pretty happy with what we've got at the moment. If anyone is a WordPress wizard and wants to sort of, you know, to help to make it even better, if you've got any advice, I'm welcome to that as well. I'm open to that as well. It would be welcome. Mixing my phrases up there. I did want to just quickly say, though, that, you know, now that we've got these additional methods of subscribing, please do remind people that, you know, that you think might be interested in this podcast. I really want to sort of, you know, take the listener base to the next level now. It's, you know, over the last few months, we've seen still gradual growth, but not as much as we really need to make this successful. So, you know, the success of the show and the sustainability really depends on a growing user base, listener base. And, you know, it would be nice to have a lot more people involved in this. So if you enjoy the show, just spread the word and try and you know, get as many people on board as possible. Once again, I just wanted to say a quick thank you to our sponsors, WebSpy. To find out more about WebSpy products, visit webspy.com/MVP. Use the discount code MVPWSY for a 10% discount on all purchases. In the meantime, you have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.